The Sunday Papers, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
One of the long-storied history of this show, there has never been a dog on this show. And I'm pretty sure, given his behavior over the last few minutes, that Harvey the Wonder Dog will make himself heard. Yeah. He is the subject of a charming book by Lisa Dominique called The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog. This one, which I assume is going to be an ongoing series. This one is Harvey the Hungry Dog. Lisa, hi.
Yes, hi.
Thanks for bringing your dog in.
Thank you for letting
me. You wanted water. You know, there are dogs of various sorts who have come in and out of this studio, but not a four-legged kind.
That's true.
Tell me a little, before we talk about the book, tell me a little about your history. You have a fascinating background, I think.
It's eclectic, yeah. Where do you want me to begin? I guess, career-wise? I was born, yeah. I grew up in a number of places, mostly along in the northern suburbs, North Shore, and spent 10 years in California, Los Gatos, California, and it was in broadcasting then. Well, I went to University of Illinois, so got a degree in radio, TV, and
with the notion of being a on-air.
Yeah, you know, I had to declare a major when I was a junior, and someone said,
"This looks easy. Yeah, anybody can do this." Yeah.
Actually, someone said, you know, you've got a really good voice. You should go down to the basement. There's that radio station there. I said, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they said, yeah. I was in Weston Hall at U of I and said, yeah, there's the WPGU's in the basement. I went, oh, I wondered what that door was for. A lot of strange-looking people going in and out of there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Charlie Meyerson among them.
Was Charlie one of them?
Oh, yeah. He was, Gene Honda, who actually, they are the ones who kind of took me under their wing a little bit, and especially Gene and just said, you can do this. And I was like, really? Okay, well, got to declare a major. I'll do it. And sat down, and I did it. And I went, yeah, I can do this.
And you did do it.
And I did do it, yeah. I started WCIA in Champaign, but then went out to California and established my career there and then came back here in 1989.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, is it?
It's
gotten crazier now, even now.
It's crazier now. Coming back, Harvey, honey.
Can you hear Harvey, ladies and gentlemen?
Harvey.
That's
really vocal
Harvey.
Today.
He's saying, you weren't really in radio. What are you talking about, Mom? He is an adorable dog, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. He's usually a little bit less vocal than
so
this.
What brought you back here?
My family. These are my roots.
Yeah.
Chicago, Chicago area. Everybody I love, you know, was here. I mean, except for my husband. I mean, he came back here and, well, we were married for a while and then now we're not. But, you know, everything's fine. He's a great guy. But
Was he as rambunctious as Harvey seems to be?
He's not. He's not rambunctious at all. He was actually on the quiet side, which is a good balance for us.
When did Harvey come into your life and why?
Harvey came into my life as a Christmas gift.
Oh, from
an old boyfriend and that he was given to me for Christmas of 2007.
That is a weird, I have often thought that is, unless someone has expressed a real desire to have a dog, it's a strange thing to get a dog as a gift or animal of any kind.
Yeah, well, we were pretty close at the time, and he had a young daughter, so things, you know, seemed to be coalescing, but as I found out a few months later, they were not at all.
Did you name him Harvey?
I did name him Harvey. I did name him, and that had a sentimental throwback to the person who gave him to me, so yeah, but it seemed perfect, and actually, it was one of three names that he and I were bandying about for Harvey's name, and that's the one that he ran to, so I you know, and it's fine. There are no hard feelings. Oh, look at him. He's looking up.
He loves this studio.
He
and
really
he loves
does.
Daddy Rick, too. Here he is coming over to see Daddy Rick. Now I do wish this was on TV.
I know.
What,
he's a good boy.
What were you doing when having a pet and and loving a pet is a long way from running a book? How did that – what was the seed of that for you?
You know what? That's so simple to answer because – we got Harvey. He's chewing
Harvey's,
up my hairbrush.
Harvey's eating a hairbrush.
Yeah, that's okay. Anything to keep him just quiet right now. Because of the series of events that occurred in the months after having gotten him as one of my Christmas gifts, which were deeply emotionally traumatic for me, I just bonded with this dog like crazy. And we actually had him home for about 4 hours when I saw, thank you very much, I saw...
Stephanie Clifford Menendez, the producer, is trying to wind her way around. Harvey thinks his coffee is for him.
Well, he thinks anything that is a molecule of food is for him or should be for him. Look, he's like, do you have any more? Any crackers, cookies? You can take him for a while, Stephanie, if you like. He's sort of bugging me right now. The process was, he helped me get through it. A number of things were going on. That was traumatic because it was something a relationship I really cared about, and it really got me. And I had the dog, and I just thought, you know, he's great. And he was there for me. And you know how, I don't know if anybody's ever had the experience of they go through something and they just grab their dog around the neck real hard.
Well, the other thing is,
and they cry. You know?
It's a cliche now, but you know, having lived with a number of dogs over the years, it's this unconditional love.
Absolutely.
It is really unconditional. It's in exchange for a bowl of water, a pat on the head, and, you know, maybe a bone to chew.
Yeah,
It does.
And
indeed.
Just a happy look.
Yeah. Well, this is why, you know, therapy to my great dog Deadline was taken to various hospitals as German Shepherd.
Oh,
and as a therapy dog.
Right.
You see the miracle of that kind of animal interaction. So the dog helps you through these tough emotions.
He did.
How does that then inspire you to sit down and write a book?
Well, for the first couple hours I said we had him home, he just kept looking for food and eating food, and he ate his food really fast. I was just laughing in the backyard, and I said to the guy, you know, my boyfriend at the time, I said, this is the hungriest dog I've ever seen. And we were laughing about it. And I said, I'm going to write a book about him called Harvey the Hungry Dog. You know,
and so I did. And so you have. It's beautifully illustrated by a woman named Chrissy Vales.
Who is actually, this is so interesting. I mean, the way this came about was so serendipitous. I can't even tell you. I had the germ of an idea. I began to act on it. Then I had a setback. You know, I was very depressed, and then I lost my job. But then I started to write. And then I went to a party, and I met a bunch of old radio people because I had been away from radio for about 13 years. I was in pharmaceutical sales and telecom sales after I left radio in 1995 after WSFM. And I came back and met with all these people. I said, God, I'm really inspired. This is, you know, I used to do that. I really like that. And I thought, So I started making contact with a couple of people on Facebook. I joined Facebook. And Mitch Michaels, actually, from The Loop.
He
said, Lisa, you know, if you're looking for an illustrator, why don't you just check out this, ChrissyVales.com.
Wow.
And I said, sure, why not? You know, whatever. You know, and I kind of blew it off a little bit. But then one day I said, gee, I really do need to. I went to her website. And I said,
these are
this,
charming.
Yes, I said, this is a woman who completely gets what I'm going to do. I immediately contacted her. I sent her, you know, the galley. I said, what do you think? What do you think of, you know, and this was unedited. So it was pretty raw. She goes, oh, I love it. And then I sent her a couple pictures of Harvey. And I said, I can supply photos for nearly every illustration that you're going to need. And I did it, and he was just,
great. I must, with all due respect to Chrissy Vales, Harvey's a lot more handsome in person. She's had to play him down here.
Well, yeah,
we're talking
to
Lisa Dominique, the author of Harvey the Wonder Dog, the first volume of what I anticipate will be many, called Harvey the Hungry Dog. It's already there, the next adventure.
Yeah, the next adventure.
Next adventure is Harvey Finds His Smile.
Already on his way.
Well, I hope that somehow involves being at a radio station for the first time. Harvey was never happy until he visited the Sunday paper. Let's take a little commercial break, and then you will hear. The book comes with a CD of Lisa reading. You can go to theadventuresofharveythewonderdog.com. Or Lisa, L-I-S-E, Dominique, DOMINIQUE.com. This will be posted on the show's site, too. So for those of you without a pencil and a piece of paper, as will the interview, now that we've come to the modern age. So if you are interested in hearing Harvey bark some more, Harvey, bark. Bark, we'll take a commercial break and be right back. And do yourself a favor and meet Harvey the Wonder Dog, courtesy of Lisa Dominique. The Adventures of Harvey the WonderDog.com or LisaDominique.com. It'll be on the Sunday Papers website for those of you without pens or not ambulatory enough at this hour.
We also have a signing coming up next Saturday.
Where?
Pasquazi's Garden Home or Landscaping or whatever. I forget. Pasquazi's, you just call
now
it.
Now, you
in
do.
Lake
you love to go out to do libraries and schools and book clubs, and clubs would be interesting. And you know, you should be at, you know, when the American Kennel Club has its meeting down at the McCormick Place. That's one of the places you should be too.
I know. I actually had a book signing that day. I forget, in Winnetka, I think, the day that they had that there, and I thought, oh, wouldn't that be fun? But you know, that's something down the road.
But I mean, you're so personable. I mean, you seem to love doing this kind of thing, and I think
I do.
You know, especially with kids, would be just delightful. Hey Ben, why don't we play? There's a CD that comes with this. With this charming book about this charming dog who's now sitting in a chair here with his big tongue hanging out. This is part of the CD, a portion of the CD that accompanies the book Harvey the Wonder Dog, Volume 1, Harvey the Hungry Dog.
The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog, Harvey the Hungry Dog, as read by the author, Lisa Dominique. Remember, when you hear Harvey bark, it's time to turn the page. Critters tend to look at things one of two ways. They are either dangerous or delicious. Everything looks delicious to Harvey the Hungry Dog, and he wants to sample it all. Most of the time, his eating adventures are completely harmless and healthy. But once in a while, his culinary choices have unpleasant results. Harvey is a very handsome dog. He has a massive square head and soft ears that flop up and down when he runs. His large brown acorn eyes are sweet and soft. He has long blonde eyelashes. Harvey's big black shiny nose is smooth and always wet. He has a quick smile and a kiss for everyone. Harvey's tail is the type that never stops wagging, even when he sleeps. That's probably because he dreams of food each and every night.
Well, yes, and I can vouch for the fact that is Harvey's real bark.
It is his real bark. We brought him into the studio.
It's his real bark.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to turn up your radio when Harvey barks. Lisa, you must be just by the response that you've gotten, or you're talking about off the air, really gratified. This is, you know, you're not a born writer.
No.
This was not your career.
No, I mean, news writing of certainly I've done for many years, but that's completely different.
Yeah, I mean, this is a manifestation of a certain passion and affection you have for this dog.
Absolutely.
And to have it received as well as it's being received must be just beyond gratifying.
Beyond my wildest dreams, really.
But in a way, empowering, too, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you've said, my, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Do you bring Harvey to all of your events?
All of the ones that I can. The ones where they serve food, that, you know, gets a little dicey. So actually what I've done, or then there are a couple places that were a little like, oh, I don't know, he might...
Stephanie Menendez, the producer of the show, is in love with Harvey. She's back in the studio now just to see him. Just to see him.
Feel free to pet him. He loves it. Loves it. I'm whipping my hairbrush around to try to get him to chase
it.
He's
very excited to be at the WGN
studio. Well, he tried to nail... one of those birds, the pigeon. He tried to hit a pigeon on the way in. So that was interesting. And then we got caught in the revolving door. It was like an adventure just to get here.
Now, Lisa,
but yes, it's been gratifying. Incredibly
Lisa Dominique,
gratifying.
Are you, and empowering too, because you already planned or already finished is Harvey Finds His Smile.
It's in the works. I have not had a moment to pull it together.
Because you've been out promoting this thing so
hard. Promoting and working.
You can get the book on Amazon.com.
Yes.
The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog. You can go to a very nice website, The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog.com, or you can go to Lisa Dominique, LiseDominique. And you've got
click on the link that says books.
Yeah, and buy the book. It's a simple but important important matter. Now, where are you going to be later this week at Pasquazi's?
Next Saturday from 1 till 3. And, boy, they are so excited. They have it all set up. She made this mega sign. She has the books all over the place, and they made special Harvey cookies. These cookies look like Harvey.
Where is this place?
Pasquazi's is on Waukegan Road. In Lake Bluff. It's like Waukegan and 176, just south of 176 on Waukegan. It's a great, it's just great. And they're very, very excited. So there's cookies for the kids and, you know, all sorts of books. And Harvey will be there. And
well, Harvey will be there and if Stephanie doesn't steal him somehow.
I'll tell you, he rides around me with my Mini Cooper and it's quite a sight. I mean, the front of the book, it shows him in a red Mini Cooper, but she's, you know, mine's green, but he just sits there.
And I must say again, before I let you and Harvey go, that the illustrations by Chrissy Vales are charming.
Spectacular.
Just charming.
Isn't she good?
The book comes with a CD. If you go to one of Lisa Dominique's events, you will undoubtedly meet Harvey, and Stephanie will vouch for the fact. And Harvey will sign your book, too.
It's a potograph.
That is a potograph.
It's really Harvey's. I had a rubber stamp made at Helander's Stationers in Lake Forest, and that is of his paw, and each book comes with a potograph
and
a bookmark
and the CD. you know what you're doing. Please come back when Harvey does find his smile. He seems like a very happy dog who has already found his smile.
Yeah.
So you'll be cataloging how he got this smile in the first place.
Well, how he lost it, and then he gets it back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Story of everyone's life.
That's
Lisa, it's a pleasure to meet you.
And to you.
Pleasure to meet you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
This is great.